Cherokee Nation sues over Arkansas Issue 2 approval. In what seems to be a never-ending cycle of litigation, the Pope County casino debate in Arkansas has yet taken another turn. While many thought the voter approval of the Arkansas ballot measure in the last elections would put the issue to rest, a new move by the Cherokee Nation may have just reignited the casino controversy. Cherokee Nation Entertainment has filed a lawsuit to contest Arkansas's newly enacted constitutional amendment that will revoke its Pope County casino license. The legal action marks the tribe's latest efforts to address the regulatory hurdles surrounding its proposed casino development. The tribe plans to construct a $225 million casino on its Russellville, Arkansas property, acquired for $35 million. However, last week, the Pope County casino proposal received its largest blow when voters passed Issue 2. This effectively revokes the existing Pope County casino license and requires any future licenses to get approval from the electorate. Pope County Casino faces resistance. In 2018, Arkansas voters approved Amendment 100, legalizing casinos in four counties, namely Garland, Jefferson, Crittenden, and Pope. Since then, casinos have been established in all locations except Pope County, whose approval process has been marred by delays and controversy. For years, the Cherokee Nation had tried to establish a casino in the county, but its efforts were continuously hindered by resistance and repeated legal challenges, especially from the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. Quote, Cherokee Nation Entertainment is firmly committed to protecting its constitutional rights, defending its lawfully issued casino license, and safeguarding the substantial investments it made in good faith based on the establishment of the Pope County casino license under Amendment 100 in 2018. Bart Calhoun, Cherokee Nation's attorney.